Let's get it going.
The Motomark Girl.
The Motomark Girl.
Yes. Haven't seen you. Hopefully you still work there. You are hot as hell. P.S. Been seeing you putting the ice in the ice machine. Hit me up if you happen to see this. And oh yeah, you're probably the youngest one that works there. I'm scared to tell you how. LOL. There's no punctuation. I'm sorry. I had no clue where to stop.
All right.
Close. You, me, attraction. I can't say too much. I'm taking a huge shot in the dark. We saw each other yesterday. I couldn't make it in today. I can't believe I'm trying this, LOL. I can't stop thinking about your assets since I saw you. If you think any of this makes sense, message me. No one would ever know it would be our secret, and I'm sure we would both love to see more of each other. Winky, I am free tonight all night.
All right.
I left too early.
Oh.
Sorry, B. I really hope you see this. I may be in over my head with you, but I do not care. You are an actual like person, especially when you take your heels off. Smiley?
What? And that's it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Inside right. Joke, I guess.
Apparently, yes.
Garbage picker. Hit me up! You were working and I on lunch. Tell me what park you came to, beautiful.
To the Irishman from Hyatt. You're very handsome and intriguing. You have a beautiful spirit.
Your wife is very lucky. That is all.
Okay. So just making a statement.
Irishman, yeah. Sure, to the all Irishman.
Right. All right.
That is all.
That is all.
Wax my shillelagh.
You get what you ask for. Or not. From casual encounters to a misconnection, this is probably more of a rant. Why is it that men are so selfish when it comes to women? Relationships nowadays are more about making the man happy rather than a woman. Shouldn't this be an equal give and take kind of deal? Personally, I am so over it. I listen, compliment, and pay attention to be straight up ignored until they want something or need someone to talk to. Here are a couple messages that are directly to, well, they will get it if and when they see it. I told you I am done with our situation. You couldn't do for me, just you. Now you are in a relationship and you still text me? Please, just delete my number. You are a good guy and I wish you the best, but I'm not comfortable with messing around with another woman's man. Be happy. Do right by her. Scratch the other message. I can't do it just yet. I wonder if that's from the person who wanted to meet up with the one I just ran.
Oh, could be. Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, good connection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Show me the one who won't hurt me. And I would give everything to him, faithfully.
Yes.
I would not leave his side. I would bring him no harm.
Oh my goodness.
Only good. But there is no way to know. And God knows I've tried. Yet, what returns are lies. 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 So my eyes have grown darker and my intentions stained with contempt. I used to want love. Now all I seek is revenge.
That sounds like a plot for a TV show.
Does. Look at the photo. That's dramatic with liar over her mouth and tape.
Oh. Liar.
It's Misconnection Wednesday.
Club soda will help with it. Liar.
XX brought to you by OptiVision.
Saw you sitting on the cement stoop on downtown Main Street. Saw you sitting on the cement stoop on Main Street Sunday night. I passed in vehicle twice, actually three times, but you were gone the third time. I'm guessing you lived in that building. If you read this, tell me what I was driving in. You looked so alone on the street since everything was closed. I should have stopped and asked if you were okay. Want to make a new guy friend, but strictly platonic. Bye.
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 Cutie at CUSA. Country USA.
Yes.
And everyone's calling it CUSA.
CUSA. Yeah.
I know posting this ad is stupid because you'll probably never read this. You told me you're not even from Wisconsin, so it's like you would scroll through an Appleton Craigslist board in your free time. Right. Anyway, I saw you at CUSA and wanted to talk with you on Thursday. You probably talked with thousands of people, so I'd be flattered if you remembered me at all. I liked how you looked in your black hat and red shirt. Your boots were a nice touch, too, but you probably ruined them walking through the mud all week. LOL. If you happen to remember, you came over to put your sticker on all of us, and I was the one with the black down to my waist. No, it wasn't full of mud, you smart bleep. I can't seem to get you out of my mind. Your smile, your jokes, your laugh, they're really addicting. The fact that you took the time to come over and didn't act like a complete freakazoid was nice, too. Usually, guys only talk to me if they want to get into my pants. Speaking of which, your Carhartt jeans really turned me on. And they let you drink on the job? That's so cute that you don't get slobbering fall over whiz your pants drunk. See, I can dish it out too. Can you take it? LOL. And the off chance that you happen to run across my tiny bottle in the ocean, tell me what else you were wearing so I know it's actually you.
All right.
My cutie at Cusa.
Wow. Nice.
Hot chick at grocery store. Just so everybody knows, this is Appleton. So if you were in Appleton, pay attention.
All right.
Hey there. Saw you this week in the produce section. You gave me the look. Yes, the look.
The look.
As you grabbed a big cucumber out of the cooler and gave me an old face look. As you gripped the cucumber with both of your beautiful hands. I whispered, meet me by the melons. But apparently you didn't interpret the message correctly. Please call me before all this excess produce I bought stales.
All right, there we go.
Woo, that's hot.
Man. Meet me by the melons.
Meet me by the melons.
Meet me by the melons.
Cassabas.